Let me guess. You've downloaded this podcast because you like two things: free content and supporting local businesses. What's better than a free show like this? A podcast that helps you save money. And that part is thanks to our local loan originator, who is also nationally recognized. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation is who you need to call if you're looking to buy or refinance. 2 years ago, I did a refi, ended up saving hundreds. And guess what? Interest rates are still low. Why not just call Ashley and get a quote? See for yourself. And as a thank you from us for supporting an amazing partner, if you get a quote from Ashley and mention the Triad Podcast Network, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card of your choice. So trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience where personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, Equal Housing Opportunity.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
Hi, welcome to the Downtown Winston-Salem Podcast. This is Jason Thiel, and today I have a special guest. Today we have Hal Boyle from Triad Trolleys and Triad Eco Adventure. Hal, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Jason.
Hal is a business owner here in downtown Winston-Salem, obviously. And tell us a little bit about your business, Hal.
Oh, my. We are a micro business with four different activities. So we were the first to introduce Segway tours to the Triad, guided tours, and then we added paddle boarding. It was our second activity. Nobody had ever offered paddle boarding, even sold paddle boardings in the Triad. So we were pioneers and launched that. And we were apparently not busy enough, so we added electric bikes. We were the first to provide electric bike rentals and tours in the Triad. And then finally, we began offering trolley events and trolley tours. We just had one depart a few minutes ago, a large group from Madison showing off the great town, the great community, and the great people of Winston-Salem. So four activities.
You were the business that bought the old trolleys from the city of Winston-Salem. They had decided that they wanted to sell them, and you were the purchaser of their old rubber tire trolleys and have really upgraded them. What are their names?
Well, the first one we got was Winston. The second one there is Salem. And yeah, that was quite a challenge. We spent an awful lot of sweat equity and time for more than a year just refurbishing them. But the third one that we had built just before COVID is named Lady Catherine. And then we've got a new one being also made in Indiana by the name of Nathaniel. Our tip to the folks in Greensboro.
How about that? So four trolleys.
We're just getting warmed up, Jason.
That's fantastic. I think that's what people, you also have the e-bikes, the Pedego bike franchise?
Yes. Well, we just switched brands. So again, I went to all my friends that have got bike shops and they didn't want to do anything with electric bikes. We were trying to provide them to the community as a vehicle of giving tours that folks that didn't want to do a Segway, but we switched brands about this time last year, had a grand opening May 6th here. We're going to be opening our second location over in Guilford County.
Tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from? Where did you grow up and where did you go to school and that kind of stuff?
I'm still growing up and hopefully still going to school. Originally north of Chicago, we used to come down here and learn how to water ski on High Rock Lake. I had some cousins that phenomenal, young cousins that were terrific at teaching us that. I went on to teach my daughter water skiing, so she ended up on the University of Texas team. But I didn't get to go to a high school graduation because I'd already signed up for a swimming scholarship out in Colorado. I got recruited by Wake Forest, but noticed the pool was a lot smaller than our high school pool. So went out to Colorado and anyway, ended up finishing a couple degrees at SMU in Dallas and came here, started a magazine down there and then came up here and started another business. So I have applied for one job and I did get it. Otherwise, I've been having to create my own.
How about that? And what were some of your business beginnings? What, how did you get involved in business?
Well, because I was working full time while I was paying for my own school. And the employer was actually helping me out with that. So I couldn't always be in class and had to. Back then, entrepreneurship was a bit of a four-letter word. My friends all said, what are you doing? And I had no idea, but I knew I had to be at work on time and couldn't always be in class. So I had to select the professors that would allow me to do directed studies and field studies. And back then we had a beeper. And if I had to leave to get to the airplane or airport, that's what I would have to do. So ended up finding awesome professors that would work with me. It took me a little longer. Actually ended up starting a magazine in Dallas, a Metroplex Sportsman. And I think I was a sophomore at the time, maybe now I was a junior, I guess, with one of my professors. We sold it about a year after I graduated. So it just gave you a lot of hands-on. I guess it comes from my parents or dads. They've always worked hard all their lives and had some multiple stores. So instead of getting gum spots off the floor at early ages, I was able to explore some other novel, hardworking ideas.
How about that? Tell us a little bit, some of the interesting things about your business, Hal, some things that maybe some of our listeners would like to know about.
Well, it's a continued day of discovery. The best part is, of course, the people. Oh, my gosh. And this community, a phenomenal, unique, stellar human beings, including yourself, of course. So those discoveries of people and places I always enjoy. I don't have a tourism background. So just continuing to climb one mountain and being successful at it and then finding there's a bigger one right behind it that I didn't see. So people and places, that's what it's about.
What has really worked for you as far as the tours?
Everything, Jason. Every time, whatever we focus on, wow, it goes up. So, and this isn't my first rodeo. I've done something similar before in a different industry, but so we're really building a, you're going to build a house. You want to build it from the foundation up instead of the top down. So fortunately or unfortunately, entrepreneurs have a mindset of growth. Mine is a little probably over the top, but anything, I mean, oh my gosh, everybody, we look at our reviews and we've got 10,000 local clients, customers on a database, and we've got reviews that are pretty much totally five stars. So I'd let them speak for us. Our goal is to make people happy, fun, hello fun. And it's not a four letter word. It's something some folks don't think you should have, but I've been really passionate about working hard and playing hard.
All right. If you're enjoying this podcast, then I hope you'll take just a quick second to hear about the folks that make it all possible. And that's the Ginther Group, a Triad real estate team with a vast local knowledge. Don't believe me? Hear it for yourself by listening to their real estate show right here on the Triad Podcast Network. I'm not even in the market, and I don't know what I'd do without an ally like Blake Ginther and the Ginther Group. They've helped me find a plumber, a roofer, and even help my family save hundreds each month when we refinanced our home. Now imagine how they can help if you are in the market. They can help you get started with an evaluation to list and market your home. So if you're thinking of buying or selling in the Triad, call the Ginther Group at 336-283-8689 or find them online at theginthergroup.com. Now back to the show.
What are some of the topics that you do with some of your tours?
Well, that's continued to evolve too. God gave us two ears, so we try to listen to our customers. The one that just went out now, of course, is the historic Twin City Tour. We're learning from great people such as Cheryl Harry and, of course, Fam Brownlee. There's legends in the community. In fact, some of our customers have told us fun facts as they come on a tour, but continuing to be unique. And we've created comedy tours that are a blast. We just booked two more this morning. We do them for private corporations as well as periodically on Friday nights. We've got one going out this next Friday night where we put one or two comedians, world-class comedians, folks that have been in Vegas. One of my favorites is in Myrtle Beach this weekend. So again, we take people to small businesses and I say small, we're all little people. So just getting people out there to have fun with comedians. We also have a Moravian Cookie Trail tour. There's a lot of history in this city relative to Moravian cookies. So we actually go by four different bakeries, I guess, get some samples and tastings and tell the story of the cookies. That's one of my favorite. We have a Pockets Park tour that's been real popular. I just made it up. It's Pocket Parks. We have families. What can we do, Hal? What can we do? Well, we take them to three different parks and the kids run around and tell stories while we're there. That has been a huge hit. So really, whatever the customer wants, we will do our best to accommodate in both time and community.
What are some of the challenges that you've had during the pandemic, Hal?
Oh, my gosh. Suicidal thoughts, I suppose. Financial devastation. We've never had debt until last year. Some help here and there, but it shut us down. We gave out $25,000 back in deposits for wedding events that were booked. We've got three trolleys now. They all go out most every Friday night, most every Saturday night, and sometimes Sunday night. And all of that went away for a whole year. Awesome people that stuck with us where they canceled the wedding. But in fact, Mr. Garrity had his awesome daughter get married right here in Winston-Salem, stuck with us during, and people have numerous cancellations, but that really set us back. And we had to, all of our students got gone. We work with awesome tour guides for students at Salem College, sometimes Wake Forest, Winston-Salem State, and suddenly they weren't in town. So we really downsized. Last year, I think there was only two of us. The trolleys were parked. We took off the insurance. We actually mothballed them. The Segways didn't get much action. So yeah, the pandemic is devastating to the hospitality and tourism industry. We're still recovering and even had a cancellation for this Friday because of this new Delta variant.
Right. So what are some of the things that you see going on in the future for your business? Anything new that you'd like to share?
I don't think so. We just get warmed up and every day is another day. We enjoy working 7 days a week, serving customers 7 days a week. But I think our latest applause has been being able to hire somebody full time and actually two people full time and now three people full time with a tourism background. So if you know any folks that we just placed an Indeed ad for another tourism graduate, and we'd love to have in addition folks that love history that might be able to drive a trolley. We're going to continue to increase our capacity. We want to serve other parts of the triad as well. So stay tuned. We don't know. Our plan is basically to listen to our customers and follow their tea and make this a place of bringing people together. We're very inclusive instead of exclusive, and I love every day of it.
Is there anything else that we can expect from you that or you'd like to share for the podcast today, Hal?
Well, thank you, Jason. No, just appreciate you being part of the community and the other awesome participants and leaders. Please, please, please think of not just our small businesses, but our micro businesses. The big companies are always in the news, but they're always moving out of town also. So I think just whatever we can do as a community to provide not just recognition, but support at every opportunity to every small business in Forsyth County and beyond would be terrific and awesome.
Well, Hal, thank you very much. I think a lot of people, if they want to rent one of your e-bikes, they can rent one of your e-bikes, your Pedego bikes, and they could take a trip around Salem Lake, right?
Absolutely. We have downtown. We give people maps, Salem Lake, Quarry Park, Greenway, Longleaf Trail going downtown. It's an awesome place. We have a three-hour tour. Actually, we take folks out to Grayland Place, to a picnic maybe at Wake Forest or Nola Village. There's no limit. You can go farther and see more without getting as sweaty as we might otherwise do.
Do you have additional Segway tours with tour guides with them? People really enjoy that a lot.
Oh, yes. I mean, hello fun. So we've got a trailer. We've taken recently 12 segues to other communities, other parks. It's just a great way to sightsee, and it's team building. Families are particularly exceptional. We've got a couple of segues for the 10 to 13 year old kids visiting colleges around the triad. They're seniors now. We had some in just yesterday. They started at Duke. Poor guy had two twins he's got to put through school. They visited Wake Forest. We had some other people on that tour. I love seeing tours, Jason, where you've got somebody from Lexington we've recruited or brought in. We do all a lot of marketing outside of Winston-Salem to bring them into Winston-Salem, and to see them become best friends after the Segway tour or the trolley tour, exchanging emails, brings a lot of joy to all of our people. So anything, just get out there and do it. And I enjoy seeing people put smiles on their face and do something they haven't done before. And if you've done it and you like it, come be a tour guide with us.
Well, how do people find you, Hal? How do people find you online and in person?
Well, they tell us we're our best kept secret. Of course, we're located, conveniently located right near Old Salem, across from the Fighting Pickles, University of North Carolina. They're at the Gateway. But online at any of the websites, Triad Trolleys, Triad Eco Adventures, or Pedego Piedmont Triad, look for e-bikes, look for Segways, look for fun things to do, and I hope you'll find us.
Well, super. Well, thank you very much, Hal, for being a part of our Downtown Winston-Salem podcast. And we look forward to seeing your trolleys and Segways and bikes and activity making downtown active. And good luck with everything that you do.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, too.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.